You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy.
Chris Clardy.
Live from Tarot and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's episode of Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy. And this evening, I thought I would talk a little bit about a common question I'm asked when doing readings for folks. A lot of people have the common issue going on with their pets that have anxiety. And sometimes this is a bit of separation anxiety where their dogs, and more, I see this more with dogs than cats. And it's an issue with when they're left alone. So a little tip to help people in this kind of a situation is sleep with a t-shirt that you don't mind it getting destroyed if the dog decides that they want to play with it, chew on it, tear a hole in it while you're gone. But if you sleep in a shirt and leave that shirt behind with them, whether it's in their crate or on their bed in their favorite spot when that they like to sleep in while you're gone, a lot of times, even if they do happen to sleep in bed with you when you're home, a lot of times if you leave something like that with them that has a very strong scent of yours on it, it's very soothing to them and it helps them relax and have that sense of comfort that you're still home with them. And while they understand that you're not home, it does bring them a sense of relaxation that you are you're not too far away. And another thing you can do is just kind of keep them in your thoughts a lot. And believe it or not, they pick up on that, even if they are away from you, and it helps calm their nerves and soothe them a little bit. So we have somebody looking to connect with us tonight, Cindy in Bradenton, Florida. What can I help you with tonight?
Well, I'm hoping to hear from my little bear.
Little bear. And tell me, is little bear a dog or a cat?
He's a dog.
And is he, tell me a little bit about him. Tell me about the breed and if he's with us still.
So he is no longer with us.
Okay.
And he was a Chihuahua mix.
Okay. So little bear, had his personality was not quite the average Chihuahua type personality. He had this very gentle way about him. He was very loving, but yet protective. He did make his, he did protect his territory and let his let everybody know that this was his space. But he didn't have that typical Chihuahua attitude. I'm feeling like he was much more had much more of a welcoming nature to him than your average Chihuahua. I'm feeling he was particularly very attached to you, but he was happy to see other people. But there were certain people that he didn't like in coming into his space. And I feel like he does check in with you a lot. And I'm getting this sense that I'm seeing this little dog in a coat. And I know you're in Florida, so you wouldn't dress him up in like a heavy coat, but I'm seeing this little dog wearing like little jackets and little clothes. And he enjoyed
that. That would
them.
Be one of his little buddies.
Okay. So this little buddy, he's also showing me this little buddy of his. He poked fun at him about the other little dog. Does he have like a wardrobe, like lots of clothes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So he's kind of like it's almost like I'm making fun of you. And why do you need all of this stuff? Who do you think you are? It's quite entertaining. And he's also showing me, like, I'm feeling like there was a younger girl that he was pretty attached to.
Yes.
And he wants her to understand that he still is with her, and he checks in on you and the family a lot. And I feel like you sent him around quite a bit. Like there's a spot in, I feel like you have a kitchen area that has a smaller table in it. And there's a window that has light that comes in by this table. And there was an area in there that he liked it. There's just this little perfect spot that sun came in, and he used to like to sit in that spot for sun to come in and hit him in the mornings. Yeah. And he does hang around in that spot quite a bit. And he also, it's like you've heard his nails on the floor in the kitchen. I feel like the floor in the kitchen is definitely hard surface, like a tile type surface, and that you've heard him walk across the kitchen floor before. And you have seen a spot. I'm seeing like a white or off-white blanket or comforter. It feels like it's lighter, not like a heavy comforter or blanket on the bed. And it's had this little dip in it where you're like, I just made that bed. Why is that little dip in the bed? And that's also him coming around and letting you know that, yeah, I'm still hanging out here. I'm still on the bed. I'm still with you. And you have another little dog in the house?
Yes. We have two more.
So one of them in particular starts barking and looking off in this corner, and you can't figure out what he's barking at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's barking at, and it's not like an aggressive bark. It's like barking and wagging his tail. And like he's seeing him. So when you notice this happening, start talking to him and reassuring everybody that it's okay, because they're a little confused. It's like, why can I see him and you can't? So he's definitely coming and interacting with your other dogs, but this one is seeing him a lot more than the other one. The other one is recognizing him, but not as... like this, is this other one, am I correct in the gender? Is this other one a male?
No.
Okay.
They're both female.
They're both females? Okay.
Yeah, although I think they're both kind of masculine.
Okay. So she feels like she's a little bit darker in color.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's definitely seeing and interacting with him a little bit more than the other one. And she's definitely a little bit more, her personality is a little bit more rambunctious and
yes.
a little bit more playful than the other one. And I think that's why, because she's just more willing to engage and play and has that type of nature. But I also feel like there's some feelings that you're having about his passing that you are concerned about. And you need to be assured that he is okay. He is not concerned about the decisions that were made on his behalf, and that he is completely fine with them. And it was time for him to go. And those decisions were the best things that could have been made. And there's these coulda, woulda, I should have done this, I should have done that, if I would have caught this, if this would have made sense to me sooner, this wouldn't have happened, and those need to be let go of.
All right.
So I hope that makes some sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Because he's doing fine, and he's at peace, and he is happily watching everybody from the other side, and he is giving you all a little bit of direction and kind of alerting you to things. Like, if you are missing your keys and running a little bit late to get somewhere, he's helping distract you from being stuck in traffic for too long, or coming upon an accident that was going to keep you from getting somewhere when you needed to. So just
okay. Kind
of thank him and slow down when you notice things like that, because it's kind of by design. Okay. It's for your betterment. So just when you notice these little things, acknowledge him. And
I will.
And just keep him in your heart, because he's always around you.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. So these little hints that we get from our pets, and we get these from our loved ones too, when we lose a human loved one in spirit as well. They send us these signs, and as long as we're open to receiving them, two-legged or four-legged, they will keep giving them to us. And we just need to make sure that we keep our eyes and our ears and our hearts open to recognize them. And they'll be there for us, and they are there for us. And we just need to remember that and hold on to that.